Don't leave a message after the tone. A Guardian podfic, written by Frith in Thorns and read to you by Fens and Marshes. Good afternoon, you two. Chief Jarl swept into Professor Shun's office without knocking on an apparent wave of unstoppable determination. Sit down, Shun Wei. Professor Shun looked at him, then at Jia Jia, who had felt her face start heating up the second Chief Jarl came through the door. It was 2 whole days since the mortifying incident, but that didn't help. She suspected she was quickly approaching the colour of a traffic light. Zhao Yunlan, Professor Shun began. Nope. Chief Jarl deposited a laptop case onto Professor Shun's desk. It made a heavy thump on top of the papers he'd been marking. You have a free period now. I checked. I'll go see about Lab 4, Jia Jia began, and made to edge out of the room. No, stay here, Chief Jarl ordered. It was entirely Shun Wei's fault, not yours. Shun Wei groaned. Is this still about the phone? Yes, this is about the phone, Chief Jarl snapped. He crossed his arms. I bought you an incredibly basic, idiot-proof phone to carry around with you. Current evidence aside, you are in no way an idiot. I know perfectly well that you're capable of using it. Jia Jia thought her face might actually set on fire soon. He did apologize to me, she mumbled. A lot. I should hope so. Professor Shen's ears were also turning very pink. How was I to know? It's your phone, Chief Jarl said. You were supposed to be the one using it. You should absolutely not have been having your student check your voicemails. Jia Jia rather wished she could sink through the floor. She'd hoped that she would never have to think about that event ever again. Chief Jarl kept on staring at Professor Shun while his ears went even more red. The two of them looked like they were having an argument, but with no actual words exchanged. Finally, Professor Shun dropped his eyes to the desk and readjusted his glasses. Okay then, Chief Jarl said, with satisfaction, as if he'd won a point. Technology, and how it's going to be your friend whether you like it or not. Lesson 1. He pulled the laptop out of the bag. Do you recognize this laptop? It's yours. You brought it home and put it straight into a cupboard. Professor Shun regarded it dubiously. Chief Jarl stood back and kept on glaring at him until he flipped it open. Then pressed the power button. You see? Chief Jarl said. You can do it. He looked like he was beginning to enjoy himself now. The screen turned on, requesting a username and a password. Professor Shun looked at it. Looked at Chief Jarl, and then looked pleadingly at Jia Jia. She glanced at Chief Jarl for permission. He raised his eyes heavenwards. It should be on a sticky note in your top drawer, she said. Oh. He opened the drawer and, luckily, was able to quickly find the logon details which someone before Jia Jia's time, Li Qian, had copied out. Jia Jia didn't think Chief Jarl's patience would have survived a trip to IT services. It nearly didn't survive watching Professor Shun painstakingly typing his credentials in using one finger. What do you want me to do now? Professor Shun asked once the home screen had come up. Is Jia Jia still printing out your emails? Chief Jarl asked. He didn't wait for confirmation. Right, we'll start there. This little picture makes your emails appear. He dragged the icon into the center of the screen and selected the program name, which he retyped to emails. Nice and simple. You just click that. No, wait. He pushed Professor Shin's hand away from the trackpad. First, I want you to guess for me. How many emails do you think you get? Professor Shun frowned. Jia Jia could see him trying to work out how many pieces of paper she regularly slid him, and how many she requested guidance on before answering on his behalf from her phone. 4 or 5 a day? He hazarded. Jia Jia pressed her hand over her mouth to keep herself from laughing. 4 or 5 Wow. Okay. Chief Jarl waved dramatically at the screen. Go ahead. Open your emails. Professor Shun prodded at the trackpad and got the cursor to move over to emails. Jerkily, but actually with less difficulty than Jia Jia would have expected. He clicked. Nothing happened. He looked up at Chief Zhao expectantly.
Okay, sorry, you have to click it twice. Quickly, one after the other.
Professor Shen did so. There's nothing here. When did you last turn this laptop on? Chief Zhao asked. He waited a bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They have to download. Just wait.
They waited. Oh, Professor Shen said.
When did you last check his messages, Jia Jia?
Chief Zhao asked, with almost maniacal glee.
About an hour ago, she hazarded.
Right, he gestured to the screen. So that's 6 emails which have come in since then.
I didn't realize,
Professor Shen said, faintly. He seemed unable to tear his gaze from the inbox.
It's okay, they're mostly things you don't need to respond to, Jia Jia said quickly, already triaging with the ease of practice.
Really? Professor Shen asked, doubtfully. Chief Zhao spoke over her reassurances.
Figuring out which ones are important is still work, Shen Wei. Absolutely not work Jia Jia should be doing for you.
All right, Professor Shen said, meekly. He seemed to still be mildly stunned from the sheer volume of emails in evidence, which wasn't an abnormal amount by any means, but if he thought he was only getting 4 or 5 a day. When he received queries from students, she mostly just emailed back telling them to come and see him face to face instead. Chief Zhao leaned close over Professor Shen's shoulder, drawing a soft, involuntary smile from Professor Shen. This is how you open an email, he said, demonstrating with brisk efficiency. This is how you reply to an email. This is how you send a brand new email, but anyone receiving one from you might die of shock, so you're allowed to work up to that one. Questions? Professor Shen did have some, but under Chief Zhao's somewhat ruthless tuition, he quickly appeared to pick up the basics.
I might send you messages from time to time, Chief Zhao said, a dangerous glint in his eye. To check up on you.
Jia Jia gulped. Chief Zhao, the university system is monitored.
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
Chief Zhao groaned, and now it was his turn to start turning pink. He straightened up and scrubbed a hand over his face.
I didn't mean that sort of message, possibly ever again, in my entire life.
The conversation floundered as all three of them tried very hard to find something innocuous to say and couldn't come up with anything. Jia Jia, for one, couldn't escape the extremely unwanted memories. She had been listening to the voicemails on speaker, in front of Professor Shen, and then she'd panicked so hard in her desperation to stop the message once she realized what it was, that she dropped the phone and it had bounced away right under the cabinet, still playing, and had needed Professor Shen to lie on the floor and fish it out, just as it finally, mercifully, ended. They had not been able to look at each other. In fact, Jia Jia had stuttered something and fled the room. Professor Shen had been very, very apologetic afterwards. Chief Zhao coughed.
So that was email, he said. What's next?
The end. Thank you for listening.